Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Membra by Avram Goldhai, and today Masechus Nazir, Daf Yud Tes, the third parak Mishamar. So the three tabs are going to focus on number one. Rabbi Elazar Kappa Bar Rabbi B said, what does the pasuk mean in saying, the keeper of me asher chata al nafesh, and he shall atone for him, having sinned regarding the soul. The keeper eiz a nefesh chata zeh, regarding which soul did this one sin? El shet tzira atzmo min hayayin, rather because he deprived himself from wine. Makal v'chomer, mazeh shelo tzira atzmo el min hayayin, et nikra chota. If this one, who only deprived himself of wine, is called a sinner, hamatzara atzmo kol davra akas kama v'kama, then one who deprives himself of all things, all the more so. The Gemara asks, the pasuk above is discussing a nazir who became tamei, yet Rabbi Elazar HaKappa seems to consider every nazir a sinner for having deprived himself from wine. It answers that although every nazir is called a sinner in his opinion, the reason the phrase is written about a nazir who became tamei is hu'lo v'shana b'chet, because he repeated the sin by having to begin his abstention anew. Point number two, Ullah said Rabbi Elazar's opinion that tumah on the first day does not cause forfeiture and does not require kabbanis for tumah was only said for a tameh who declared nazirus, a benazir tahor shen nitma, but a nazir tahor became tameh, afil yom echad soser, even on the first day, would forfeit that day and require kabbanis. This statement is refuted from a brice which proves that Rabbi Elazar holds that even for a nazir tahor there is no forfeiture for a first day tumah. Or Papa asks Dabai if the days required by Rabbi Elazar mean that a second day has begun or that 2 days have passed and the third day has begun. The Rosh explains regarding the end of his term, only Tumah on the penultimate day, which is a full final day after it, causes forfeiture of the whole term. So too, Tumah at the start of the term may only cause forfeiture if it's preceded by a full day, meaning upon reaching the third, since the Nazirus began the first day. Rava answered that the Pasuk says, Yiplu, the days will fall away, which implies even a minimal falling, so tumah on the second day would suffice for forfeiture. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Mishnah nazir nazirus harbe, v'hishimes nazirus so, one who declared a lengthy nazirus and completed it, v'achakak bala arts, and afterwards came to Eretz Yisrael, Beishamai say he must again observe a 30-day term for nazirus. Beisila say he must start his entire term anew. A story is recounted of Helene Amalka, who declared a nazirus of 7 years if her son would return safely from war, which he did. She observed 7 years, and upon coming to Eretz Yisrael, was instructed by Basil to observe another 7. She did, and became tamei at the end, requiring an additional 7, for a total of 21 years. Rav Yehuda says it was 14, which the Gemara will explain. The Gemara on the next off explains that the point of contention is the extent of the penalty the rabbis impose on a nazir for observing nazirus and chutzvarts, which rabbinically is tamei. Beis Shammai held that they required a standard nazirus, and Beis Hillel held that they required his full nazirus. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rabbi Elazar HaKappa Bar Rabbi said, what does the pasuk mean in saying, "V'kipper alav me'asher chata al ha'nafesh," and he shall atone for him having sinned regarding the soul? V'kipper eiz ha'nefesh chata zeh, regarding which soul did this one sin? El shetzira atzmo min hayayin, rather because he deprived himself from wine. Makal v'chomer, mazeh shelo tzira atzmo el min hayayin, et nikra chota. If this one, who only deprived himself of wine, is called a sinner, hamatzara atzmo kol davra akas kama v'kama, then one who deprives himself of all things, all the more so. The Gemara asks, the pasuk above is discussing a nazir who became tamei, yet Rabbi Elazar HaKappa seems to consider every nazir a sinner for having deprived himself from wine. It answers that although every nazir is called a sinner in his opinion, the reason the phrase is written about a nazir who became tamei is hu'lo v'shana b'chet, because he repeated the sin by having to begin his abstention anew. Point number two, Ullah said Rabbi Elazar's opinion that tumah on the first day does not cause forfeiture and does not require kabbanis for tumah was only said for a tameh who declared nazirus, a benazir tahor shen nitma, but a nazir tahor became tameh, afil yom echad soser, even on the first day, would forfeit that day and require kabbanis. This statement is refuted from a brice which proves that Rabbi Elazar holds that even for a nazir tahor there is no forfeiture for a first day tumah. Or Papa asks Dabai if the days required by Rabbi Elazar mean that a second day has begun or that 2 days have passed and the third day has begun. The Rosh explains regarding the end of his term, only tumah on the penultimate day, which is a full final day after it, causes forfeiture of the whole term. So too, tumah at the start of the term may only cause forfeiture if it's preceded by a full day, meaning upon reaching the third, since the nazirus began the first day. Rava answered that the pasuk says, Yiplu, the days will fall away, which implies even a minimal falling, so tumah on the second day would suffice for forfeiture. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Mishnah nazir nazirus harbe, v'hishimes nazirus so, one who declared a lengthy nazirus and completed it, v'achakak bala arts, and afterwards came to Eretz Yisrael, Beis Shammai say he must again observe a 30-day term for nazirus. Beis Hillel say he must start his entire term anew. A story is recounted of Helene Amalka, who declared a nazirus of 7 years if her son would return safely from war, which he did. She observed 7 years and upon coming to Eretz Yisrael was instructed by Beis Hillel to observe another 7. She did and became tamei at the end, requiring an additional 7 for a total of 21 years. Rav Yehuda says it was 14, which the Gemara will explain. The Gemara on the next off explains that the point of contention is the extent of the penalty the rabbis impose on a nazir for observing naziris and chutzlarts, which rabbinically is tamei. Beis Shammai held that they required a standard naziris, and Beis Hillel held that they required his full naziris. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Yud Tes, and our standard siman is a yacht. A yacht. So here goes. The hairy yacht called Sinners, belonging to a group of Nazirs, got an emergency call to pick up a Nazir in a cemetery, who became tummy on the first day, but didn't forfeit any days, as they transported a queen who became a Nazir in Chutzlarts to Eretz Yisrael. Once again, slow motion. The hairy yacht. Yacht. That must mean one Daf Yud Tes. The hairy yacht called Sinners, belonging to a group of Nazirs, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar Kapper Baribi said, what does the pasuk mean in saying, the keeper of Lama Asher Chata al Nafesh, and he shall atone for him having sinned regarding the soul? Regarding which soul did this one sin? El Shetzir Atzma Min HaYayin, rather because he deprived himself from wine. V'kal v'chomer, ma zeh Shetzir Atzma El Min HaYayin, Nikra Chota. If this one, who only deprived himself of wine, is called a sinner, Hamatzara Atzma called Davar Achas Kama V'kama, the one who deprives himself of all things, all the more so. So, the hairy yacht called Sinners, belonging to a group of Nazirs, got an emergency call to pick up a Nazir in a cemetery, who became tummy on the first day, but didn't forfeit any days. Which reminds us, Braisa proves that Rabbi Yezer holds that even for a Nazir Tahor, there is no forfeiture for a first day Tumah. Or Papa asks if the Yomim, the days required by Rabbi Yezer, mean that a second day has begun, or that 2 days have passed, and the third day has begun. The Rosh explains, regarding the end of his term, only Tumah on the penultimate day, which is a full final day after, causes forfeiture of the whole term. So to Tumah at the start of the term may only cause forfeiture if it's preceded by a full day, meaning upon reaching the third, since the Naziris began the first day. Rava answered, the Pasuk says, Yiplu, the days will fall away, which implies even a minimal falling. So Tumah on the second day would suffice for forfeiture. So the hairy yacht called Sinners, belonging to a group of Nazirs, got an emergency call to pick up a Nazir in a cemetery who became tummy on the first day, but didn't forfeit any days, as they transported a queen who became a Nazir in Chutzlarts to Eretz Yisrael. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that one who declared a lengthy Naziris and completed it, and afterwards came to Eretz Yisrael, Beis Shammai say he must again observe a 30-day term, but Beis Hillel say he must start his entire term. A story is recounted of Helene Amalka, who declared a Naziris of 7 years if her son would return safely from war, which he did. She observed 7 years, and upon coming to Eretz Yisrael, was instructed by Beis Hillel to observe another 7. She did, and became tummy at the end, requiring an additional 7 for a total of 21 years. So once again, the hairy yacht called Sinners, belonging to a group of Nazirs, got an emergency call to pick up a Nazir in a cemetery, became tummy on the first day, but didn't forfeit any days, as he transported a queen who became a Nazir in Chutzlarts to Eretz Yisrael. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blabach Hazara. Dav Tezvav. So the Siman Dav Tezvav is a fruit bowl. So here goes. The fruit bowl maker, that must mean we're on Dav Tezvav, fruit bowl. The fruit bowl maker, who was so happy that he could count the 70th day of his 100-day Naziris for his Naziris that marked the birth of his son. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches that one who said, I'm a Nazir when I have a son and a Nazir for 100 days, if a son is born up until the 70th day, he has lost nothing, meaning both terms are counted simultaneously. But if he was born after the 70th day, he forfeits, meaning he must suspend his term to count his sons, since his son's term would end later than his. Rav says, Yom Shivim Olo Lakan Lakan. The 70th day counts for both his and his son's terms. The start of the day counts for his term, and when his son is born that day, the latter part of that day counts for his son's term. So the fruit bowl maker, who was so happy that he could count the 70th day of his 100-day Naziris for his Naziris that marked the birth of his son, sent a fruit bowl to cheer up the Aval, who didn't cut his hair before Yantav, and must let it grow through the Shoshim. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Brisa, if a burial is 8 days before Yantav, the Tanakhama says the Shoshim ends, and the Aval may cut his hair on Erev Yantav, but if he did not, he may not cut it after Yantav. He holds that the permit was a special dispensation for the honor of Yantav, and if he didn't utilize it, the Shoshim continues after Yantav. Avashol disagrees, even if he didn't cut his hair before Yantav, he can cut it after. Just as keeping 3 days ends the law of Shiva, so too keeping 7 days ends the law of Shloshim. So the fruit bowl maker, who was so happy that he could count the 70th day of his 100-day Naziris, for his Naziris had marked the birth of his son, sent a fruit bowl to cheer up the Aval who didn't cut his hair before Yantav and must let it grow through the Shloshim, and sent another one to the Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom, who saw blood again and couldn't eat the Pesach, but was exempt from bringing of Pesach Sheni, which reminds us that if a Karban Pesach was shechted and the blood sprinkled for Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom on her second day, which is the potential clean day, and then she saw another blood discharge, she cannot eat the Pesach being Tameh, yet she's exempt from making a Pesach Sheni. Daf Tes Zayin, so the Simmer Daf Tes Zayin is an acrobat with big toes. So here goes. The acrobat nuz with large hairy toes. Acrobat with large toes? That must be on Daf Tes Zayin, toes. The acrobat nuz with large hairy toes, who took a giant leap to avoid becoming Tameh on the 100th day, lest it restart again, which reminds us. The third parak begins with four cases which were discussed in detail on Daf Hey and Daf Vav regarding the machlokas of standard Naziris is 29 or 30 days. In one case, a nuz of 100 days becomes Tameh on the 100th day. According to the Tanakama, he begins anew, and according to Beliezer, must observe only a 30-day term. If he became Tameh on the 101st day, he is rabbinically required to observe another 30-day period to avoid confusion with the 100th day. Rabbi Eliezer does not accept this enactment. So the acrobat nuz with large hairy toes, who took a giant leap to avoid becoming Tameh on the 100th day, lest it restart again, landed in a cemetery right next to someone who had accepted his naziris there and hadn't left for 30 days. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Mishnah Nazir Behuba Basic Pharos, one who declared naziris while in a cemetery, even if he's there for 30 days, they do not count towards his term, and he does not bring a karban tuma, which a nazir normally would bring, since he began his naziris in a tuma state. So the acrobat nuz with large hairy toes, who took a giant leap to avoid becoming Tameh on the 100th day, lest it restart again, landed in a cemetery right next to someone who had accepted his naziris there and hadn't left for 30 days, and who asked for a cup of wine because he didn't think his cemetery naziris had taken effect. Which reminds us, the Gemara records Malchokas about a declaration of Naziris inside a cemetery. Rav Yochanan says Naziris chal olav, Naziris takes effect upon him because he holds that it's left suspended, and when it finds a Tahara state, it takes effect automatically. He is therefore bound by all Naziris restrictions even before becoming Tahor. Rish Lakish says, ain't Naziris chal olav, Naziris does not take effect on him. Daf Yud Zayin, so the Simfer Daf Yud Zayin is a used car salesman. So here goes. The hairy used car salesman. Used car salesman? That must be Ron Duff Yud Zion. The hairy used car salesman trying to sell a used hearse to the Nazir in a cemetery, getting Malkus, which reminds us, Marba Ravashi revised Malkus between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan regarding taking effect, all agree that Naziris takes effect even in a state of Tumah. Rather, they argue regarding receiving Malkus for intentional Tumah. Yochanan holds that he would get Malkus and is only excluded for Karbanos Tumah. Rish Lakish holds that just as he does not bring Karbanos Tumah, so too he does not incur Malkus for intentional Tumah. The Gemara eventually brings a Braisa which explicitly states that he would receive Malkus for Tumah, and Rish Lakish's opinion is refuted. So the hairy used car salesman trying to sell a used hearse to the Nazir in a cemetery, getting Malkus, and boasting about the hearse's Shita Teva Umigdal feature, when the bottom opened and exposed a Nazir who then lingered there, which reminds us, Rav inquired about a Nazir in a cemetery, is Shehiya, lingering, required to incur Malkus or not? The Gemara clarifies Rav's inquiry was speaking where he entered the cemetery in a Shita Teva Umigdal, a carriage trunk or closet, thus avoiding Tuma, and his friend came and opened the floor under him without his consent, exposing him to the Tuma of the cemetery. About this case, Rava asked if he will receive Malkus for willingly remaining even minimally, or only after lingering as by Tuma in the base of Migdash. So the hairy used car salesman trying to sell a used hearse to the Nazir in a cemetery, getting Malkus, and boasting about the hearse's Shita Teva Umigdal feature, when the bottom opened and exposed a Nazir who then lingered there, couldn't even sell him a used shaving kit, since a Tameh who became a Nazir does not shave for his Tuma. Which reminds us, Rav Ashi inquired, if one declared Naziris in a cemetery, does he require shaving or not? This refers to the shaving of the head required by a Nazir who became Tameh on the 7th day of his purification process before bringing Karbanos on the 8th. The Gemara on the following dot brings a conclusive proof that a Tameh who became a Nazir does not shave for his Tuma. Daf Yud Ches, so the symbol for Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah. So here goes. The Tameh Nazir Chosson standing under his hairy chuppah, that must be on Daf Yud Ches. The Tameh Nazir Chosson standing under his hairy chuppah on the 8th day of his Tahara, the day he was scheduled to bring his Karbanas, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, it says in the Pasuk, V'kidash Ezrosh B'yomahu, and he will sanctify his head on that day, referring to the Nazir Tameh beginning his Naziris Tahara. This means, on the day of his bringing his Karbanas, the 8th day of his Tahara process. This is according to the opinion of Rebbe. Rebbe Yossi Bar Rebbe Yehuda says it means on the day of his shaving, meaning the 7th day. So the Tameh Nazir Chosson standing on his hairy chuppah on the 8th day of his Tahara, the day he was scheduled to bring his Karbanas, had his one set of Karbanas standing by for them multiple times. He became Tameh, which reminds us, one brings only one set of Karbanas Tumah for multiple Tumas. So the Tamei Nazir Chosson standing under his hairy chuppah on the 8th day of his Tahara, the day he was scheduled to bring his karbanas, had his one set of karbanas standing by for them multiple times, he became Tamei, and jumped for joy when the rabbi told him that he can start his Naziris of Tahara as soon as he brings his chatas. Which reminds us, the Chachamim hold that one begins his Naziris Tahara after bringing his chatas, and Rabbi Shmuel holds he begins his Naziris Tahara after bringing his Asham before bringing the Ola. Alright, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which Tefillin that one who declared Naziris while in a cemetery, even if he was there for 30 days, those days do not count towards his term, and he doesn't bring a Karban Tumah, that's on Daf Tezayin. Good, number 2. Which Tefillin Malkuchos Beisham Beisil, how long a Nazir from Chutz Laretz must observe his Naziris upon arriving in Eretz Yisrael, that's on Daf Yud Tes. Good, number 3. Which Tefillin of a question of a Naziris inside a cemetery requires shaving for Tumah, that's on Daf Yud Zayin. Good, number 4. Which Tefillin from Chutz, when Naziris of Tahar begins, the 8th day when Karbanos are brought, or on the 7th day when the Nazir shaves, that's on Daf Yud Ches. Good, number 5. Which Tefillin of a Brisa that proves of Rabbi Gezer holds that even for a Nazir Tahar, there is no forfeiture for a first day Tumah, that's on Daf Yud Tes. Good, number 6. Which Tefillin of Malchus Tanakam Rabbi Eliezer regarding what happens if a 100-day Nazir becomes Tamei on the 100th day? That's on Daf Tezayin. Good, number 7. Which Tefillin that one brings only one set of Karbanos Tumah for multiple Tumos? That's on Daf Yud Ches. Good, number 8. Which Tefillin when a Nazir is called a Chota, a sinner, because he has deprived himself of wine? That's on Daf Yud Tes. Good, number 9. Which Tefillin the one who declares to be a Nazir when he has a child, and then his wife lost the child, the Tana Kama says he is not a Nazir. That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good, number 10. Which Tefillin Malchus is whether one who does not cut his hair after Shiva before Yantav may cut it after Yantav. That's on Daf Tezvav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhammer Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.